Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Miller Motivation. Go get it.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Championship Living with Miles W. Miller. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. People, today is a wonderful day. It is Saturday, February 23rd, 2013, and I am honored to be here with you tonight. I'm not going to be here with you very long. I want to be here with you very quick, actually. I'm just going to, you know, give you some encouragement and let you go. We've been talking about seizing your dream, and tonight we're going to talk about making up your mind. This is a real quick to the point message. It'll take you all night to make up your mind. But before we go any further, I submit this experience to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that's the move of His Spirit. People, like I said, tonight's message is going to be very quick to the point. I'm not going to be here with you the whole time, but maybe like 10 minutes at the most. What I want you guys to do is this. I want you to get in your mind what it is you truly, truly want. You know, we go through a visualization segment. I want you to visualize in your mind right now what it is you truly want, what your life to look like. What do you want? Do you want some people out there, they desire their soulmate. Some people out there desire a bigger house or a brand new car or a travel destination, whatever the case may be. I want you to get in tune with that. I want you to see it. I want you to see it in your imagination. You know, we'll do this. I'm going to take you through visualization because I want you to get this. I want you to imagine yourself right now sitting in an IMAX movie theater with a screen that's larger than life. And I want you to see yourself sitting in a theater, and I want you to look at the screen. The screen is a panoramic screen. It's a huge screen. It's a larger-than-life screen. I want you to see yourself sitting, firmly planted, in this movie theater. I want you to see, coming onto the screen, a beautiful picture. And this beautiful picture that's getting ready to be displayed upon that screen is the life of your dreams. Now, you're the director, you're the producer, you're the writer. It can look like anything you want it to look like. I want you to see beauty, love, and abundance pouring out in abundance onto that screen. I want you to see yourself walking arm in arm with your soulmate, if that's what you desire. I want you to see yourself driving that brand-new debt-free car, if that's what you desire. I want you to see yourself walking through that brand new debt-free home, if that's what you desire. I want you to see yourself doing whatever it is that makes you happy, whatever it is that brings joy to your heart. Now, that's irregardless of price tags and what other people have told you you should want, I want you to focus on what you want. This is about you tonight. This is about you making up your mind. And now that you see this picture on the screen, it's beautiful. I want you to look at the colors, smell the air. I want you to become in tune with what you see on that screen. I want you to hold that image in your mind. And I want you just to, as you hold that image in mind, I want you to just get still and listen to my voice. I'm going to say some affirmations that I want you to get into in your mind as you associate that picture that you see in your mind with what I'm getting ready to say. Here we go. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is wonderful, and I deserve it. The life of my dreams is absolutely wonderful, and I deserve it. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. I receive all of my divine good free and unfettered right now. Continue to listen. Continue to breathe. Continue to see that picture. I am the path of least resistance to the life of my dreams. I am the path of least resistance to the life of my dreams. I am the path of least resistance to the life of my dreams. I am the path of least resistance to the life of my dreams. I am the path of least resistance to the life of my dreams. I am the path of least resistance to the life of my dreams. I am the path of least resistance to the life of my dreams. I am the path of least resistance to the life of my dreams. I am the path of least resistance to the life of my dreams. I am the path of least resistance to the life of my dreams. People, I want you to continue to see that picture in your mind. I want you to continue to hold on to your dreams. You know how we say it, life of your dream is wonderful and you deserve it, but you know I also leave you with my motto and my mantra every week. And I want you to sink this in to your dreams, to your mind, to your experience. Don't ever give up, and don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Those are your lifeline. And without your dreams, you're just existing. You need to. You have to dream. You have to have hope in those dreams. If there's no hope, then there's no possibility. If there's no possibility, then there's no life. Keep hope alive. You know, it's a cliche you heard spoken by the Reverend Jesse Jackson before, but it's a true statement. If you keep hope alive, everything else stays alive. Possibility stays alive, and then you can live. So that's why it's so important to make up your mind. So in your mind right now, you probably still have this picture, and the residue of that picture is probably still there if you're anything like me. In my mind, I've made up that beauty, love, and abundance in abundance is what I want. However that has to look. So that doesn't mean that I'm going to go out here and do crazy things to get it. It means that I allow my mind to create beautiful scenarios for me. I use my imagination, I use my mind, I use my feelings in concert together to bring beautiful things to life. As you know, prior weeks we talked about the three intangibles, faith, belief, and deservingness. Faith, belief, and deservingness. Faith, belief, and deservingness. You know, we say it like this, that faith creates the picture in your imagination that causes your mind to believe, which makes things possible. And that possibility, your emotions get wrapped up and feel like it deserves that thing that it saw in your imagination first, that your mind just made possible. Deservingness is what pulls it in. It really causes you to obtain it and causes you to maintain it. That's why it's utterly important to make up your mind. You have to make up your mind what it is you want. And it's okay, no matter what anybody else would tell you. What you want is corresponding with what God put inside of you. Your desires are corresponding with what God has placed inside your spirit. So with that in mind, you have to make up your mind. What do you want? What is it that you want? Whatever that is. Like I said, it could be to find your soulmate. It could be to make $1 million. Whatever the case may be, make up your mind right now that you will be successful at what it is you want, what it is you desire. And I guarantee you this, you're going to see it. The power of a made-up mind, the power of a made-up mind, the power of a made-up mind is unstoppable. It's an unstoppable force. Make up your mind today that you shall be great and you shall be great. Look, I got to get out of here. I told you I'm only going to give you 10 minutes of motivation and encouragement. I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm in your corner. Look, I'm going to pray for you, each and every one of you, before I get out of here. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for the dreams of the dreamer, the visions of the visionary, and the goals of the go-getters that who are hearing my voice right now, Father. I speak life more abundantly into their dreams. I decree and declare peace in their minds, peace in their soul, peace in their spirits. Father, I thank you for healing all torn areas in their soul. I thank you for giving them new energy, new wisdom, new revelation on what you would have them to do. Father, I thank you for giving them the resources to bring to pass the beautiful things they have seen in their imaginations, Father. Thank you that nothing or no one shall come against their dreams, goals, or visions successfully. Father, thank you that from this day forward, that my friends shall make up their minds and have what it is they want, and those things shall be beautiful things in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, people, I got to go. I love you. I'll see you next week. Actually, I'll see you Wednesday night on the Miles W. Miller Show on the Impact Radio Network. And I look forward to motivating and encouraging you to never give up and never quit on your dreams. God bless you. I love you. And I'll see you next week.